Wait, what are you doing?
What?
Why are you eating?
Why shouldn't I be?
Am I supposed to eat? I have fire on my desk.
I have fire on my desk.
They can't hear me. My mic way over there.
But it's unrelated.
Look, I have fire.
I can't see fire.
Fire.
Oh,
what if I drop it? What if I drop it right now?
Oh. Drop it. See what happens.
Should I blow it out? I'm going to get wax on this.
We have to
thank
sing
you.
To you first.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Aaron. Happy birthday to you.
What do you wish?
Wow.
Nice.
I can't tell you. But
yeah,
I hope it comes
ruins
true.
The magic.
Oh, God. Yeah. What have I done?
Do you ever eat yours?
Not exactly.
It's what? What have you done over there?
Nothing. Don't look at me. I'm gonna pull the stream
in the
up.
Podcast.
But thank
this
you
is a terrible
guys.
Year.
Thank you.
All right, well,
Jake and DeBaba.
It's one of this.
Even it says so on here too. There's a Jake and Jen on this.
Oh, cool.
Oh, nice. Maybe it was just the plate.
Oh, the plate is what they.
Yeah.
Okay.
The plate was their contribution.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome. I don't think anyone said welcome to the Blindway Podcast. It's our first of the new year of 2024.
Yep. And it's the first of Aaron's this birthday stream.
What?
Aaron, it made sense in my head.
It didn't make sense at all once it came out.
I said in my head.
Aaron, how old are you?
23.
I don't believe that.
No.
You gotta flip it around and add some years.
35. Wow. I remember when I turned 35. That's when everything started to break.
What things broke?
My body.
Like the toilet at the house? Or
I told some of you guys, but I left stream last night. I don't know what I did, but I went outside and it was instantly cold. And when the lungs hit my, or I'm sorry, when the air hit my lungs.
When the lungs hit
I immediately coughed. And when I coughed, a shooting pain went down my hip into my thigh. I was like, ah! I don't know what happened. But, you know, your whole body tenses when you cough. I must have just pulled it or something. But I was like, what happened to me? Anyway, yeah, that started when I was 35.
When I was 35, that started?
Yep.
It didn't happen recently, when you were more than 35. Well, thank you guys so much for the happy birthday wishes, too, in chat. Appreciate it. Well,
that's not going to help you with your New Year's resolution. You can't eat that.
But I've already eaten some.
Nope.
Hey.
Nope, he's already done it.
Birthday is like, it's that word that means it doesn't count. I'm really tired.
Lying to yourself.
It's
cheating.
No, it's omitted from the record, that word.
Omitted.
No. Exception, maybe. I don't know.
An exception? Oh, okay.
None of those words sound like the word that I was wanting to think of.
I wanted a better, more positive-sounding word. I don't know which word you're looking for, Calvin.
Neither do I.
But I have to eat it. It's cake day.
Yep.
It is cake day. I have to eat everyone else's cake day.
Eating this cake will help you achieve your resolution.
I think Rick's right. I don't know if it will.
Well, what's your resolution?
I assume he's talking about the ones where I said I wanted to get abs.
Okay. Let me think for a second.
Well, you have abs.
Here. To get abs, you're going to need to lose some weight. To lose some weight, you're going to need to change your body's metabolism. To keep your body's metabolism guessing, you need to have some cheat days. The ultimate cheat day is your birthday. Thus, you are achieving your resolution.
It can't be a cheat day. I think
that's the word I used.
No.
Don't step on my...
it's your birthday.
I pulled that out of my butt. Come on.
No, I agree, but I don't agree that your birthday is the ultimate cheat day.
I think
it's just...
You get to have whatever you want, and everybody has to say, all right.
Whatever I want?
Yeah.
Like, can I go get the money at the bank?
All right.
I don't think I just walk in and say, okay,
I can
it's your
say
birthday.
Yes.
But tomorrow...
Yeah. Hey, I supported you.
Repercussions occur.
Do you get a happy birthday phone call from the bank?
No, I don't think so.
I've gotten that.
I did not.
I need to log into Pokemon today and get my happy birthday bonus from that.
Mm.
And I need to remember what else gives me happy birthday bonuses because I don't know what it is. You know, like sometimes there's like games or different things where it's like, oh, it's your birthday. Here's this.
Cheesecake Factory.
There's no Cheesecake Factory here, and I already have cheesecake. I don't need more.
But they do.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. I think Qdobo does, but our account's in Melanie's name. So.
Oh, yeah. So.
I don't get that one.
You have a Qdobo account?
Qdobo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have one as well.
What
yeah.
do you do?
Well, like you get
you
points,
accrue
you
points,
get
and then you
food.
Get free entrees and
almost every
and
time
stuff.
I go there, they give me $2 off chips and queso. Like almost every time, like
yeah,
I think just every time. I think they just keep that there, and it's just like, hey, because you have a membership, you just get $2 off chips and queso. Sometimes I get free chips and queso. Sometimes I get free entrees.
Yeah,
you for your birthday, you get a free entree
every time I scan
account.
My card.
Rick, I got a question.
It's gonna
for
be too
you.
Tempting.
When you think of the word nacho, what does that mean? Nacho. Here, you want a nacho? What did I just give you when I say that?
You gave me like a corn chip.
Right.
With?
But apparently, and we looked it up because I was like, no, that's not. It is a chip. The natto chip.
Yeah.
And no. then you put stuff on it.
Yeah.
And then I looked it up and it's like, no, it's chips with stuff on it.
Yeah.
It's a tortilla chip. And then it's only nachos once you've added stuff to it. And you can add a bunch of different stuff to make it nachos, but I didn't.
So is it a cake that. If you don't ice it?
Yes. It's cake icing.
I think so.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. So I've always ordered nachos and cheese.
Yeah.
Isn't that... Am I wasting my time by
You're
saying
You're wasting
and
your
cheese?
Breath.
Does like, it, if I take
you could just say
the
nachos.
Salsa on the table at Tampico's and put it on top of the chips, do I now have nachos?
Apparently. If Aaron had his way, which he does because it's his birthday.
It's true.
No, it's just nachos are... The chips aren't the nachos. They could be nacho chips, I guess. You could call them that. But you're specifying that they are the chips for the nachos. But they're tortilla chips. And nachos is the act of putting stuff on said chips. Now, maybe your nachos and cheese, maybe they also put, like, meat on it?
Mm-hmm.
Is there meat on your nachos and cheese?
So it's like a sundae, right? Where you don't specify what's on top of the ice cream. Yeah. But it's ice cream plus something. So nachos is tortilla chip plus X.
Yeah.
Like or if it could I just be said, like a fudge and peanut sundae.
Like
or...
if Eric said, I'm going to get a sundae, and he just got some ice cream, that's clearly not a sundae, right?
Yeah, but if you add whipped cream, it becomes a sundae.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least closer to it.
Yeah.
You know, now I got to look up the definition of a sundae.
Welcome back to podcast.
Day of the week,
riveting discussion.
Saturday,
DAE, a dish of ice cream with added ingredients such as fruit, nuts, syrup, and whipped cream.
Yep. Mm.
Okay.
What was the nachos one, Eric? Because you looked that one up.
Yeah. It was like chips with stuff on it,
similar to sundae. A dish of tortilla chips, topped with melted cheese and often other savory toppings.
I think we should storm that. Where are you sourcing that?
Google.
We should storm Google.
Oxford Languages.
I don't know. I thought it was strange.
I think it's perfectly ordinary.
Well, so
because that has been my understanding.
So, like, when you just go to a Mexican restaurant, are you just like, did you get nachos and salsa?
No.
What'd you get?
Chips and salsa.
Why is that not nachos and salsa?
I don't know.
Why is there
nachos and cheese?
I have a better question. Why is that not just nachos?
You guys
getting
have skipped over the nachos and cheese
and
point,
salsa,
which I think,
or
I'm
queso.
Sorry, is a fantastic and strong point. Nachos and cheese.
The fact that one place is wrong about it, so that's the...
One place. You're going to give me one place. At least give me two.
Type in nachos and cheese in Google and it asks, do you mean nachos?
Fucking Google.
Why do people order cheese? Where have you gotten a place that does nachos and cheese? Where? Just the movie theater? That's why they shut down, Eric. They shut down because of that.
The Grand Central movie theater.
But to be fair, if you go anywhere and you want chai tea, it's chai tea, even though that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but if you go to India... It's just chai, right? Yeah.
Now, here's my other question with that.
Uh-huh.
Does it say nachos and cheese?
Yeah.
Or do you go up and say, hey, I'd like some nachos and cheese, and they just give you nachos?
Not only does it say it, some poor teenager had to put those little tiny letters on that really weird sign before they got digital signs. Nachos. And they could have stopped there. But no, it takes twice as long to put and cheese. Ha!
I have to go and look and see, because I don't know. I'm trying to look at the menu for, like, Regal Cinemas, but it doesn't have it listed anywhere. They
Maybe
have, like, hot
thing.
Dogs, crispy mozzarella sticks, or
loaded
a
fries.
Pile of bacon cheese fries.
They should have just called them loaded fries.
They had to specify more, I guess. I don't know. But I don't see anything about it, so I don't. Ooh, here, concession menu. Eric, on the concession menus for Regal, which is the one that's over in Vienna, they have snacks, hot dogs, nachos.
Yeah, they conformed.
What do you mean they conformed?
Yeah,
I think you heard it wrong.
They're scared of the truth.
They heard this conversation of us yesterday.
They changed it real quick.
They changed it out of fear of our podcast, knowing
Google
we were talking about
taking over.
All right, well.
But if you order a hot dog there,
yeah,
what are they giving you?
A hot dog and bun.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, like, if you order nachos.
If it's just a wiener, you order a wiener. A hot dog is a wiener in a bun.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I can buy a pack of hot dogs and get no bun.
I mean,
are they called hot dogs or are they called beef wieners?
I think there's things like hot dogs, nachos, you know, a burger that have the assumption automatically that it is coming with these things on it. That's what nachos are. That's what a burger is. That's what a hot dog is, kind of thing, right? Like, typically, you have to ask for, I want nachos, but I don't want cheese because that'd be weird. Otherwise, you just ask for tortilla chips. Same with a hot dog. They assume you want a bun.
No.
They want you to take the rolls.
You want ketchup.
No, they assume you want mustard. Actually, they don't assume any of that. They have it sitting outside, and you pump whatever you want into it.
Yourself.
That's how it works.
So are you having any fancy food for your birthday dinner?
Not that I know of. I don't know what's going on. There's supposed to be some bad weather coming, so I don't know what the plan is.
We're getting lots of snow.
Melanie at one point said about us doing stuff, and then there was school and things the kids are in. And then Saturday I'm trying to do a Pokemon League challenge, which is at the card shop. It's like a little tournament thing they have, and you get league points for like the championships and stuff, the regionals and all that. You got to get enough points to go to Worlds.
Sure.
So you have to play and go up to those. But I don't know what we're going to do. She asked me about going somewhere tonight even, and I was like, if we want to, but we can also wait till next weekend or whenever. But
it's also interesting getting home after you've gone somewhere. Like, say if you go to like Columbus or something like that, and it's not too bad up there, but then you get back here like late at night and it's like 6 inches of snow.
Sure.
That's interesting.
But I know for her birthday we went to like the House of Wines, but I don't know if we'll go to something like that tonight or not. I've never been to like the Levy House or like whatever the Buckley House used to. It was the Buckley House, whatever it is now. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't think it is anything now.
It closed and I think someone bought it, but I don't know what.
Yeah, I think it's apartments now.
Isn't?
I don't think it's a restaurant anymore, but I could be wrong. I don't know, let me look it up.
But it may, I mean, depends on what we do tomorrow, too, with work, because if the snow comes in, it might be emergency stuff, and we might not be in here. We'll have to see. I don't know. We might go out tonight.
Do you guys still feel the magic of snow?
The magic of snow?
Yeah.
I felt the magic of snow. This week we had snow, and I felt the magic when I went out, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to shovel my driveway, because every time I have to shovel my driveway,
yeah.
Like if it snows and I don't shovel my driveway and I just drive over it, it gets packed down and turns to ice and it gets worse.
Yeah.
So I just shovel most of it out of there so I can get out of my driveway easier. This snow that we just had was so fluffy that I could almost just get a broom and just sweep it away. It was great. I loved it.
I thought about getting my, I almost called it a snow blower.
A leaf blower,
my leaf blower and blowing the snow.
That's what they do in Canada.
It was so powdery.
At my new house, it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. But there's like, I don't know what it's called. But in the basement, there's a hole where like excess water goes in.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
And so. Yeah.
Eric had one of those.
And so that.
Well, that's just my whole house.
So that has a pipe in it, which feeds to the outside.
Okay.
So it can drain. But they put it under the front steps. So it makes in front of the steps and then that sidewalk wet and then that just freezes.
Huh.
Who designed your house? Kevin McAllister.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Huh.
Yeah, that was a summertime solution.
Yeah, maybe it's like a winter security measure.
I guess. But I had to divert that pipe and just spread so much salt everywhere. It's terrible.
Just turn the pipe 90 degrees and put it in your neighbor's driveway.
I'm going to make a poll because I was curious with chat and stuff. But I know, like, Jancy with this week had, like, kind of like her first, like, snow experience, right?
a big one. Yeah, like, I would say so.
One of the few times it snowed.
Yeah.
Which, when you're a kid, I think is a magical experience. When you're an adult, or at least a kid that grew up on a farm and had to do chores regardless of how much snow was outside, when you're an adult and you've learned and you're like, ugh, snow. But it is really nice. You know what I feel like? I feel like the doctor who needs a companion. Because if he doesn't, he's just jaded and he's already seen everything. You know, Doctor Who. But because I have Jancy, my companion, I can appreciate, like, space.
Yeah, sure. It's the same with me adventure. And having a daughter that's very excited about snow.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care about snow, but she's so excited about it, it rubs off.
Yep. And Obi loves it, too. He's always been a big fan of ice in general. You know, you get some ice and you throw it, he loves it, but it's just like there's ice everywhere, so he just runs to every point.
But we were talking about how snow days are, like, dying.
Yeah, you told me something so depressing in that kids just switch over to the remote learning.
Yeah.
When that happens. Should be a crime.
Yeah, they don't get days off school anymore. They just switch to remote
learning. I've seen
that
happening in places.
My kid did. He's in public school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Leon's older and he's in public school. The other kids go to, like, a different school.
Yeah.
It's like, they didn't shut down. Mm-hmm. But he didn't have school for 2 days. And the second day, I was like, why? You could have made it today.
Maybe it's spreading. We're losing it, you know?
What?
We're losing those snow days.
No, he got two snow days.
Well, I mean, Rick's saying that it's starting to happen and it's happening more and more. So I'm saying it could be spreading and that he should appreciate that while he can.
Yeah, so like, you know, Merritt, Ohio's safe, but for how long?
Remember like when COVID started and Jancy's like, we got to worry about this. And we're like, huh, it won't reach here.
Eventually.
That's what's happening. Like, nothing reaches here.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I know here, back roads get really bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, like, buses sometimes have trouble going through the back roads.
Most of Ohio, most of this county would be considered back roads.
Yeah, so I figure a lot of it had to do with that.
And, like, buses are sometimes out before the snow. Piles and salt stuff, too, sometimes.
Before the county and the state get out.
Because, like, we had that snow and the roads were terrible, but 2 hours later, they were fine. It's just whenever the trucks get to them.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm wondering how Friday will go. I figure Leon won't have school, but I wonder if the other kids will or not.
Yeah.
But I got a new truck. I don't know if I talked about it.
You get a new truck. Oh, it's been a while since we had a podcast.
You haven't talked about it.
Yeah, I finally got a truck that's not just my old blue
truck.
Your
old blue truck.
That I've had since 2007.
When did you start driving it? How old is it? When did you start driving
it? I got it in 2007.
2007?
It is a 2004.
When did you graduate from high school?
2007.
Yep.
You've had that.
We got four kids
in one truck. Nuts, man.
I had it for a long time.
It's so nuts, I have to respect it.
It was like...
I mean, it's paid off.
I know, like, Melanie and some of you guys were like, it smells like gas, which it did.
Oh, it did.
Yeah. Sometimes,
I
like,
warned you more for your safety, not...
Even in 2007...
pressuring you to get a new one.
It was a bad idea, because it's light as hell and two-wheel drive.
Yeah. It wasn't great for you.
And a short bed, which even more reduces your
It turned
stability.
Into, like, my parents wanted a truck, so, like, I got a truck, and then, like, whenever
they needed it.
Yeah, so that we could carry stuff. Yeah. And then eventually my mom got a truck, and that's also just been my truck now, so... But it had the Falcon type of issue where I'd be driving at night, and you know how, like... You know how there's, like, a little scroll wheel kind of thing, usually by the steering wheel, and it would, like, you could adjust the dimming of, like, your HUD, right?
Yeah,
like,
your dash.
Yeah, your dashboard, and, like, how bright the lights are for, like, your speedometer or the radio and any of that. It would just all go dark, and then I'd hit the dashboard, and it'd all come back. And I was like, it's like the Falcon.
Like the Falcon.
Okay, I thought you meant the Ford Falcon issue.
No, like the Millennium Falcon.
Which one?
That's nuts, man. Did it? What was the option for music? Did it have a CD player?
It had a CD player.
It had a CD player in 2007, man.
It had a tape deck.
It didn't have a tape deck.
Oh, it didn't.
It was in the stage of, like, it's like tape decks are going out, so they took that out. But I guess Bluetooth wasn't a big deal yet, so they didn't even put that in. So they just took away, gave me nothing new.
Yeah.
So I had a tape deck and a radio, and that was it.
Oh.
And then a CD player and the radio.
Yeah. Like, the CD player was, like, nice, but you couldn't later on get the adapters that allowed you to do cassette to like aux, so you could like plug your phone or something in.
Yeah.
I didn't have auxiliary port. I didn't have the tape deck for like the Bluetooth tape deck thing. I didn't have any of that.
How did that work? I used to have a cassette to CD player thing for like my first car. How did that magic work?
It just writes on the magnetic strip as the sound plays to it, and the reel is just a loop.
I still don't know
so
how
it's
it
just
works.
Constantly looping.
You know how many times I've looked up how do records work? And like I read the words,
well, it's totally different from
understand.
How magnetic.
I know,
tape
but
works.
I'm just saying, like I don't understand.
Dr. Stone told us how records work.
I know, and yeah. I still am too dumb for it.
We were having a conversation today. Eric was saying, "I'm too dumb for military time."
Yeah, we have a clock. We have a clock beside the reaction table. For some dumb reason, it's in military time. And every time I want to know what time it is, I got to pull my phone out and get made fun of every time.
I don't make fun of
I
you.
I said I do not have enough room to remember the formula to make this correct, normal.
It's addition.
I don't have enough room.
There's no form. You just add. You start at 12.
Do you know
13,
how?
13, 14, 15, 16. Oh, it's 4 o'clock.
The more information I get, the less Star Wars characters I know.
Yeah, subtract two. Yeah, I don't know. There's just some things you can do.
You know
do.
What's quicker than subtracting two? Just having it be conventional. And then it's just instant.
Or
you don't have to do any
you
math.
Could learn
you know what's better than
new.
Doing math? Not doing math.
I don't know. I
can
read
you don't
it?
Know?
I can read it. He can read it. I don't know who can't read it except for you. So maybe you're
willing.
The problem.
I don't know.
No, I still have I do still have the blue truck. It's sitting around. I might try to like see if I can get it fixed because that was one of the things. Was like I'm always driving it, and I can't put
it in the shop and have it fixed up if you're always needing to drive it.
And the trade-in value for it was really, really, really low.
Yeah, you can't get your money
so
out.
So I was like, maybe for that price, I'll just hold on to it for now.
Unless it's a four-wheel drive, in which case it's worth three times as much as it's actually worth for a dealership.
Yeah, the shield truck I still have too, but the last time I took it in to have anything repaired, the mechanic told me that I shouldn't put any more money into it.
Yeah,
and that shield truck is. I don't imagine very often a mechanic's like, "Hey, don't spend more money on this and bring it back to me." You know,
the shield
like,
truck's in worse shape than the organization shield is in the MCU.
Yeah.
It's more of a lawn ornament at this point, less of a truck.
So, I need to get rid of that one at some point. I've never had to get rid of a car before. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Because I don't think I want to sell it to someone and like, here you go, drive this. I'm like, there might be something wrong with this. I don't know what's wrong.
Sure. Just have a mechanic check it out. Make sure like it's all good and like steering parts, braking parts and stuff like that. Like I should say decelerating parts, not the parts that are actively braking.
Sure.
Make sure it's all good, and then just sell it as is.
I'm pretty sure the last time I drove it, a piece of muffler fell off of it.
You don't need that.
Nope. Optional.
Just a piece. Like, it didn't get real loud. It was just like a chunk on the very, very back of it. Just like...
Yeah, no, that's...
Because I heard a noise, and I looked back, and I was like, well, I'm not stopping.
Yeah. As long as most of the exhaust gases are behind the cab when they leave the system, you're probably okay.
Kelly Blue Book says this truck's worth a grilled cheese.
Yeah, man. They don't still do cash for clunkers, do they?
So, give me that. There is, but like, let's like push it in, tow it in, you know those things.
Yeah, but it's $4,500.
Yeah, but isn't that towards a trade-in, towards a vehicle?
Yeah,
that was in 2009 when you've only used it for 2 years.
So but anyway, so that's news for me. That was kind of like my Christmas
birthday, present to
maybe
yourself.
I don't know. Like, yeah,
that's cool.
Like, it's a pricier thing that I've needed and update in some ways and fashion. But it can hold six of us, so I can actually take the whole family in it if I have to.
That's awesome.
Whereas before I could take two, two people, me and two people.
Yeah,
and it was crowded. This way, it's like it can still be. It's still a little crowded, but not as bad. And the screen is so big.
Yeah,
it's great. I have lots of bells and whistles. I can change the HUD. Like, it's just really neat.
Why do you need bells and whistles? Like, you have a horn.
Because sometimes you want a screech and sometimes you want a ding.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you want a Deech screen.
He's right.
Now, your real birthday present was the shutting down of Rock Band DLC.
Man. I don't know. When did they announce that today?
I saw it today.
Yeah, Rock Band 4 is no longer going to be supporting DLC releases, which they've been doing for every week. There's been two songs coming out for years. I think when I was talking to Rick about it, it's like been 8 years of them like releasing a song every week.
Yeah.
Or two songs every week.
I feel bad that that happened for you, but also you got 8 years of support. Like, if anything, it's got to be a kind of like a celebration. Like, thank you for supporting for so long.
It's been crazy of a game that, like, you can't go to, like, any stores and buy, like, a copy of the game. You can't buy the instruments or any of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have any of that, you can still keep getting new songs and playing and stuff. And so it has been a long time. So now I need to make sure that before they end up removing any of the stuff, I make sure I get all the songs I want to get. But, yeah, no, it's a sad thing.
Sad
I was
time.
Reading through, and Rick was talking about it too, but Harmonix is with Epic Games now.
Okay.
And that they were the ones who created the...
There's a small company.
There's like a different game mode in Fortnite that they've added a few. There's a Lego survival mode. There's a Rocket League racing game. And there's a rhythm-based game that has like singing guitar, drums, bass.
Fortnite has just become a platform, it feels like.
Yeah, it's like Roblox.
Yeah.
But Harmonix has worked on that, and their support's going to be towards that. But it said that they're going to be implementing the guitars and stuff will be able to work in Fortnite.
Huh.
So you could use your guitar and stuff to play it in the Fortnite game.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I thought that was kind of cool. Yeah, Fortnite Festival, that's it. But, like, Colson's been playing it, but he just plays it, like, on keyboard. But eventually he could get, like, and play it on actual Rock Band controllers whenever they implement that part. Though I don't know how easy it is to set it up for PC or if you got to play Fortnite on like PlayStation or what.
Yeah.
Because all my controllers are for PlayStation.
Sure.
So I don't know.
It's really the end of an era. Like instrument-based rhythm games were the shit for...
Yeah. What? Guitar Hero 1... came out in, I want to say, 2005. Six or so, yeah.
I think. And then I would say until, like, Rock Band 2. And after that is, I feel like, where it really started to fall out. I guess that's only 3 years, but.
But, yeah, I don't know, maybe we can try and play and do a Rock Band stream again at some point. The main issue, we never had issues streaming it. It's always the VODs and stuff afterwards always get muted. So it would really just be like, make sure you're there for stream and we'll be able to play, but like the VODs and stuff probably won't work too well.
Some of them went over to YouTube, right?
I transferred as much as I could, but a lot of it got muted and stuff.
Or on BlindWave?
I think they're on BlindWave Gaming.
Okay.
I think there's like six or seven of the songs.
those were fun.
I forget what all there was, but I tried to get what I could, but there was so much that got muted.
Yep.
I don't know if, since now we kind of like dual stream, if YouTube would be able to keep it or if YouTube would mute it too. I figured the main part would just be the copyright would happen and then it would just be like the monetization's gone or something along those lines.
I mean, that's the trend has gone to just companies taking monetization. Yeah.
So maybe we could try it again for the end of Rock Band. I don't know. It's been a long time since we played it. But I still have all the instruments. I need to get new drumsticks.
Well, that's easy enough.
Is literally the easiest thing of all of that to replace. They just make those for regular musicians.
I have one drumstick, and I don't know what happened to the other ones.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, well, I'm not going to play drums, so I get another pair of drumsticks. So I need to go, like, I figure Walmart might even sell drumsticks. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just find a pair of drumsticks, so. But if I get drumsticks, maybe we can do a Rock Band stream again.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
But I felt like it was almost to the point where it, like, almost got as big as karaoke. Because I remember bars had it. I remember hotels and stuff had it. Like, there's an alternate reality out there where instead of just karaoke, you have Rock Band parlors.
That'd be cool.
It was not to be.
I've thought about doing, like, at WaveCon, having, like, a Rock Band segment of WaveCon and stuff,
too. Sounds fun.
Where, like, even if people don't want to play the instruments or don't want to sing, like, you know, they could kind of pick and choose which thing they want to do. I just want to make sure that I set rules so that no one goes too crazy and breaks my guitars because they're hard to get.
Yeah.
They're real hard to get.
Yeah, they are.
Isn't there, like, a market for, like, third-party instruments or anything?
There's definitely modding.
I imagine there
and
is
stuff too.
Yeah,
I've been on the Reddit for Rock Band, and a lot of people will, like, do different updates and stuff. Or you can buy. I think they still make, not the company before, it's a third-party thing, but there's a double fret, or not fret, strum bar.
Gotcha.
For, like, bass guitar.
That'd be cool.
So that you can use two fingers when you strum, kind of like a bassist, like, doom, doom, doom. So like, there's things like that and stuff that you can update. And I think there's other types of e-drums that you can try to hook into it. Sure. You just need to have certain adapters and stuff for it.
Mm. But much like your automobiles, you're planning on keeping these instruments for a very long time.
Yeah, I suppose so. I've been playing Rock Band since I've had that truck.
Yeah. Well, hey, I think that sounds fun. I say we do a Rock Band segment for WaveCon.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool. Neat to do.
Yep. WaveCon, that's been announced.
Yeah.
When was the last time we did a podcast? It feels like forever, and then it feels like forever since the last time before we did that.
We had the time off in December, and it was before that. And the last podcast we had, I think, was the 14th, which was Badonkagonk. So I think it was December 7th.
I feel like it was a ranking podcast right before that, right?
That's true. Yeah. Probably the 7th and the 30th were ranking podcasts. So then it's like the 23rd.
Yep. Thanksgiving.
So then 16, but that might have been Badonkagonk.
Dang.
So the 9th. We'll go with the 9th.
I recently got a new house as well with Rick. Not together.
As well as.
Very nice.
But I had my family over, which in my old place, I never had my family over. But I had my family over for Thanksgiving, and we had prepared this nice meal. And right before, we're like, all right, everybody, dig in, you know. My dad looks around and is like, what about the blessing? You know, my dad's been going through stuff, and like, he's like, you know, I was like, would anybody like to do a blessing? Because yeah, I used, when I was very religious, I always did the blessing, you know, no matter where we went to. And so he's like, what about the blessing? Looked right at me. You know, and I was like, would anybody like to lead a blessing? You're welcome to. And he looked at me and he's like, well, you know, it's your house. You should probably do the blessing.
I don't want to step on your toes.
And there was a part of me, a very vindictive part of me being like, sir, when we were at your house, you've never did the blessing. So I kind of like looked around. My brother like looked at me like, I don't know what you're going to do, man. You know, so I did a... not a deceptive blessing, but a very secular, like, yeah, it sounds about right, blessing for my Thanksgiving.
I was like, well, it's your house. You should do the blessing. It's like, well, it's my house, and I don't want a blessing. Let's just eat.
Like, I didn't panic, but I did fall back on old reliable, which is like, let's think about the people that aren't here today. You know, that gets everybody. Because it could be the people that just didn't make it.
Sure.
You know, people that, yep. So I was able to pull that one out of there. But.
Nice. Now, for us, for Christmas, so I don't think we've had a podcast since then, but Maggie broke her ankle.
Yep.
About 6 weeks ago.
Terribly-ish. Yeah.
And
also, happy birthday to Maggie.
Yes. Also, Maggie's birthday today as well. But she broke her ankle, so there's only one grub child left that needs to do it now.
Yeah.
So Lessa better watch out.
Yep.
On
that same night, I broke my face.
That's true.
Yeah.
It was a cursed night.
That is true.
But
everybody's rolling in bad luck that day.
But because she broke her ankle, we didn't, like, go places for the holidays. Because it's a bit of a drive to some of the places, and it wouldn't have been very comfortable for her.
I'm sorry that happened to her. What a great excuse to stay home.
Yeah, it's not like a broken arm where you can still walk.
Yeah.
So people came to, like, exchange presents at our house,
like,
in small groups and stuff. Mm-hmm. And one of them was my grandparents, so Wanda and Rich. And they have never really understood kind of what I do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And as part of that, they had a tour of the studio.
Oh, yeah.
They still have no idea what I do for a living.
But it's impressive.
But they know where you do it.
But they were quite impressed.
Yeah.
And so since then, on that side of the family, word has spread. And I've had more tours since then.
Nice, yeah.
About some other things.
Word has spread.
But she is also very religious.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't ask her about it, but I wish I knew what she thought, because So we have recently started a D&D, a DCC, but a D&D campaign at our house.
Dungeon Crawler Classic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is like
Good D&D. Job, Eric.
Thanks. I remember stuff. Just not military time. I can't lose that, you know?
And so as part of that, Maggie has been getting into clay sculpting.
Nice. Okay.
She's been sculpting characters from the campaign.
Oh, nice.
And one of those characters is an Ifrit. And if you don't know what Ifrits are, they're, you know, red dudes with horns.
Okay.
So they look a lot like devils.
I think of a tiefling.
Tiefling?
Is that a devil?
Tiefling's kind of demon-like.
It's an infernal, right?
Eric, okay.
Rick, is it similar to the, Final Fantasy? Isn't there an Ifrit?
Yeah.
It kind of looks like that. So have you ever played Final Fantasy? It's like a big old... I don't know. I think he's hooved even with horns.
Yeah. Conventional Beelzebub.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so Maggie has been sculpting that character.
Beelzebub.
So we just had because we had just moved in. So we just had a small Christmas tree on top of the dining room table. And around it, Evie built like a train to go around it. And so the tree is on one side of the table, and then the other side is this giant demon sculpture that's sitting on a chair that's like this tall.
It's like a courthouse desperately trying to keep a nativity scene, but then they have to have the Satanists come. And
yeah.
I wish I had a picture for it. Oh, if Maggie's really watching, she could send it to me.
They didn't say anything about it?
No. No, they didn't.
Did they, like, did they cast... spurious glances that way.
does she oven bake them?
Yes.
So that they get hard. Okay, cool, awesome.
They're not edible, Eric.
No, that's not what I mean. A lot of people know that I'm a mint and box collector when it comes to my Star Wars toys. My brother wasn't. He was. I mean, I would have loose figures too to play with when I was younger, but he always had his stuff loose. But what he would do is he would like spread clay out. Like on a flat surface, and then just put their feet in them, and then take them out, oven bake it, and then he would have like perfect molds to set up his figures.
Yeah.
I always thought it was genius. And then he would like add rock textures and other just stuff like that. I always thought it was a really good idea.
Would he make like, what's the word I want to say? Like a nativity scene, but for like with action figures fighting and
stuff? You're
trying
to think a diorama?
Diorama, maybe, yeah.
Nativity scene?
That might be.
I think you just mean a scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not really. It would be more like just to keep them up and stable and
like
stuff.
Like
a
display,
and a little tiny bit themed.
Right?
I always thought it was a cool idea. But that's really funny, Rick.
Yeah, diorama is a good one. I like that one. Nativity scene sounds good. What's nativity mean? Naive.
It's a scene depicting the birthplace of
the occasion of
Jesus.
A person's birth.
Yeah.
A person's.
With cheese on top.
But.
No, you don't need the cheese.
Nacho scene.
Though there is similar where it specifies Jesus and stuff too, but the noun.
Like when you say
here,
there was a nativity scene, everyone just assumes that it's about. Like Christmas and
sure, I should make one for next Christmas, but it's actually my birth.
Yeah,
it's be like, what the hell is that?
It's gonna be interesting when you set it up a week after Christmas, getting ready for your birthday.
Just out now.
My I think it was my mom's birth could be an interesting nativity scene because, like, there would be my mom, there would be her mom, and like other people around or whatever. But over on the side, there would be a tree, and there would be my grandmother's car wrapped around it.
Oh.
Because she wrecked on the way to the hospital.
Oh, my gosh.
Trying to get there to get for the birth.
She was following that Christmas star. Wasn't watching the road.
Gosh.
I know.
The frankincense and myrrh got to her.
With the show truck, I know Melanie got mad at me because it was... So... Leon, we had him. It took a while. I remember her walking the halls and going up and down stairs and stuff, trying to, you know, give birth. Coulson was a little faster. And then Kanan, like, we got there. They got her back to the bed. You know, she was in labor. They called the doctor. The doctor didn't make it, and the baby came. Mm. Like, it happened all real quick. Kanan was just gone. When we came to Ayla, I'm like, it's been getting faster every time.
Yeah.
And I had the shield truck. So on the way there, I turned on the lights.
Yeah.
I have a light bar on it. It's amber lights, so it's not like red and blue or anything.
It's not like emergency vehicles. It's like warning lights.
Yeah, like tow trucks have them and stuff like that. Like I had one of those. So I just had that on, which would be like having, like if you're driving with your hazards on.
Yeah, if
like
your four-way flashers.
People do
hazards.
That stuff all the time.
All the time.
So I had mine on. I'm just driving. The shield truck was kind of big, and it had a big old, you know, shield logo on the front and stuff, and a car in front of me just pulled over. Got out of my way.
Like, nice.
Perfect. I'm on my way to the hospital in a hurry. Yep. This is nice of this guy. And Melanie's like, why'd he pull over? I'm like, I don't know.
Don't know. He's
who
just
knows?
Being nice.
I don't know who that driver is.
Maybe he's taking a phone call.
Maybe he's having sympathy pain.
Aaron, are the lights on? And I'm like, well, yeah, we're trying to hurry to the hospital. And last time, Kanan came really quick. And I don't want you having this baby in this truck.
Yep.
So she's like, turn off those lights. And I was like, but we're almost there. She goes,
but
turn them
off. My truck.
All right. So I turned
why
off the lights.
Why do we even have these lights?
And you turn the siren on.
I've looked up. You're not allowed to have a siren driving on the road.
Yeah.
But you can on private property.
Yeah.
So
well, you can do anything on private property.
I mean, you can have it equipped. You just don't turn it on while you're driving.
Yeah.
Like that one guy at PopCon who was on the convention floor just had the alarm going the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
That gave me a headache.
But my new truck, I do have amber lights on it too. And I have a goal of what I want to try to do with that truck, but hopefully that actually comes to fruition, so I won't talk about it yet. Just hopefully whenever it's done, I'll be like, look,
should make a video series.
Of like making it.
It would actually be really fun to like film the progress and like, hey, we ordered these parts. Now we're going to try and install them and, like,
that could be cool.
Do stuff.
Yeah, that might be neat to do.
That'll be fun.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. But I'm working on something different for this truck.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes. I've already talked to you guys a little bit about it. But
yeah.
I haven't done anything else except for there's some amber lights on the top of it. Yeah, I always remember that. That guy pulling over and me just being able to, like, oh, sweet, this is awesome.
So yeah, it has been quite a long time, I feel like, since last podcast.
Yeah.
It has been. So long that Ted Lasso's ending. There's a poll right now.
There is a poll
right
over at blindwave.com.
Right, yeah.
Go to the homepage, scroll down a little bit. There's an advertisement for the poll. Head over there. If you're a patron or have gone beyond, you can vote. Your top three shows. Pretty close. So every vote's going to count.
Yep.
I love it when there's a close poll. I also love it whenever, like, we have a poll and people, like, most of the comments are like, oh, my gosh, this is so hard to pick. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while you have a poll and people are like, all these suck. And I'm like, well, that's why we're taking your recommendations. So update your recommendations over on blindwave.com. It's easy.
I love
and
when people think
free.
They can guess what's going to win because of the comments.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, there's 100 comments and there's 10,000 views.
Yeah, that's not right.
In fact, we got to do a movie poll today, too, I think, right?
It goes up tomorrow,
it's
got to
post tomorrow, but we might have a snow day.
That's true.
In which case, I can't. No, I'll do it.
We'll keep an eye out for that as well.
Yeah. And, and a fantastic way to help us create those polls is to do your recommendations at blindwave.com. And that's not even a matter of going beyond. That's where you are right now.
It's true. Yeah. Just make a free account, upper right-hand corner, go to your profile, and recommend.
There will be a reminder on the calendars, Jancy, for the movie poll. No, movie poll tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. We've had some good movies lately, I feel like, too, that have been fun. Yep. We had, like, we, of course, did Barbie and Oppenheimer, too.
Mm-hmm.
We had Fast Xmas.
Yeah, Fast
we
Xmas.
Did.
That was fun.
Yep.
But
Jason Momoa had fun. Definitely.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I think he had the most fun, and then us.
He was fun. I think he, like, understood this is kind of a hokey movie at times. I'm just going to play it up. I'm going to be a real ham.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When's the next anime poll? What is it? Spy Family, I think, was a poll winner, right?
I think that's going to be the
Spy Family.
And Spy Family is getting close to being done.
We're in season two of that,
And I think there's a show poll this month and a show poll next month and a show poll the following month.
Woo!
I think for like the next 3 months, there's show polls.
That sounds like a great time to go to Blindwave Beyond, actually.
So there's several polls happening, and if they are shorter shows, we will have more polls relatively quickly. Depending on what wins this poll, we could have two polls in 1 month coming up soon.
Dang.
Yeah, and a lot of shows have dropped, too. I mean, yesterday we had 5 episodes of Echo. Today we had 5 episodes of What If, and tomorrow we'll have 5 episodes of something else.
Something
which I think we announced that, right?
Else.
I believe so, yeah.
It's on the calendar.
Yeah.
Hopefully you didn't get those mixed up and spoil
it. I forget
it.
What it was, but I think it's announced.
Okay.
What was it?
You don't remember.
Is it our show? But
yeah.
No, we've already been doing Reacher, right?
You don't know what it is.
I forgot. I've been watching a lot. I forgot which ones haven't come out.
Jake, do you know what it is? Jake doesn't know what it is either.
Oh. Okay.
Monarch.
Oh.
Legacy of Monsters.
Did you not get it from
my friend.
My very clear hand gestures?
You should know. You've been watching some of the monster movies, too.
Yeah. I went back and was, like, they were on.
We started recording those, and Aaron comes out with some fresh knowledge. I'm like, how the hell does he know this?
I don't have to know.
He's been cheating.
I don't have to know all the rest of Godzilla knowledge. I just need to, like, I can rewatch, like, 4 movies and, like, know some stuff. So no, it was fun. And Kanan, I started watching one of them, and Kanan just sat down, just like,
yeah.
I'm like, have you seen this? He goes,
yep.
I think I started it once when you weren't around.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, let's watch it.
That show, Rick, has dark level casting because of 2 actors. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Oh my gosh.
No idea.
There is a character named Shaw, and we see him in 2 different timelines.
Okay.
You know. And one is played by Wyatt Russell.
Okay.
And then years later is Kurt Russell.
Well, that's an easy.
It is, but some of the transitions are worth it, man. It's so good.
Oh my gosh, cool. It's so good.
And yeah, it's just.
It's one of my favorite Kurt Russell roles ever.
We've had so much fun with it, only because it is so satisfying to hear Kurt Russell talk about Godzilla.
I imagine.
He knows.
Anyway, it's a fun show. If you haven't watched it. And you have watched, like, you know, the MonsterVerse movies. I think it's a fun show, and it's especially a fun reaction series.
Yes, very so.
Yes. Yep. Now, we've had a lot this month, especially, I think.
Oh, and stuff that hasn't been announced, too. So, again, it's going to be a good time to sign up for Beyond.
Mm-hmm.
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 Been a lot. Also, tomorrow, depending on how things work out with the weather and everything, the planned game is to be Lethal Company.
Indeed.
Which,
I don't know what that is.
I've heard good things about it, but I don't really know what it is.
I've played it some.
Did you play it?
Yeah. It's interesting.
I haven't played it at all.
So
we'll see how that goes.
It's interesting.
I mean, technically, we could make that happen even if we were snowed in at home.
Yeah, the main thing is trying to get all 4 of us, if Eric's laptop, I think, can probably run it maybe and stuff like that.
Maybe.
And
I think it could definitely run it.
And we just stream it from, like, one perspective. Maybe we just do that. But that's the current plan is Lethal Company. And if anything happens for some reason we're not able to do it, just make sure you follow Twitter. We usually try to update that, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got my laptop super dialed in for Adobe Premiere and After Effects. I assume that would translate over to be able to play a game decently well.
Depends on the game.
Depends on the processor.
And because of the game, I don't even really need to stream. I can just join your game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that might be the thing where it's like maybe like me or Calvin or Rick or someone is actually doing the stream side of it and everyone else just joins in and plays.
Yeah, whoever has best internet.
I'm able to stream from my house because I did it for 6 hours on New Year's.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's right. 6 hour stream.
That was fun. That was over at Roll with the Punches. Getting new content again.
Yep.
You had like a Q&A kind of thing, right?
Q&A, yep.
Or an
like,
a-
well,
or
I'll
an
go
A&A.
Until I get no more questions or until New Year's happens. So I went until New Year's happened.
That's a good way of doing it.
I have a Pokemon reaction series going up now with me and Kanan and Coulson over in Pokemality, which has been fun. We've been watching through. All of us have watched some different iterations of Pokemon through the years and stuff like that. So it's going to be interesting us all kind of watching through and getting some, I don't know. Like, I only watched random episodes of the very first series, really. So there's so many episodes I know I didn't watch. And I remember watching, like, the very first movie, but I didn't watch leading up to it. You know what I mean? So it's been fun watching through, and I have different Pokemon knowledge than I did whenever I was watching then. And
those reactions have been fun for many reasons, but one of them that surprised me is remembering just how savage Ash can be in those first couple episodes.
Yeah, he's pretty Gary's pretty savage, too.
Like, Misty's like, oh, my God, that Pokemon bug is disgusting. He's like, not as disgusting as your face.
Jeez, kid. He's a little jerk of a kid, yeah. No. And they, honestly, they kind of treat Misty at some points like D.
Yeah.
Where it's like, she's still here? You know, like.
I keep destroying their bike.
Yeah. So.
That's funny.
But no, I've been, whenever I first started with Pokemality, before, like, I really wanted to be able to be more of the family kind of stuff, too. Yeah. And with this one here, I'm like, why don't we watch this? And they were like, okay, sounds fun. And I think they've been enjoying it. Colson was like, when are we going to watch more? I'm like, okay.
I watched Pokemon with my family on that Pokemality.
Yeah.
Chansey and Obi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's not many horses yet, I don't think, but.
Aww. Some.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
Get some Ponytas or something.
Yep. Yep.
You can freak
so
out.
We got content on Roll with the Punches coming out. We got content on Pokemality coming out. Next week, there's Wave Squadron is going to have 3 streams.
Sweet.
Because I have 2 regular streams.
Streams or videos?
Streams. We're having 2 Jedi Survivor and Badonkagonk next week.
Yeah, Jedi Survivor. You finally got to start that.
Yes, sir. I've done 4 streams.
Took you long enough. I have to not talk about
it
so much of that game.
It took a long time.
You know, yes. We have to not talk. We talk about stuff, and I'm like, well, I could relate this to something maybe, but now I can't.
Yep.
Got to wait. Yep. Now I can start being able to do that more.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
I'm having a fantastic time over there. People are coming over and having a good time, celebrating some Star Wars twice a week. My favorite part has been, I'll get introduced to a new character. I'll look over at chat, and they'll be like, oh, my God, this is my favorite character. I'm like, you've said this for, all the characters. I think they just did characters well.
No, they do the game pretty well.
Yeah.
It'd be fun, too, in the future, maybe, you and I can play through like we did Fallen Order.
Yeah.
And just, it was fun just, going through and just seeing what Easter eggs we hadn't talked about that are in it. Because, you and I both will play it, and you and I might pick up different things, but then we don't remember to talk about this or that later, you know? Like, I forget some of the stuff I saw at different places. Like, oh, this is this. Did you look at the artifacts in, the yacht in the very beginning?
Uh-huh.
There's some stuff, and they're like, oh, these are really cool things, you know? I don't remember
what
all they
were,
but I remember they were cool, you know?
I think I've tested the patience of my chat, but I've been pretty exhaustive so far.
I did that, too.
Yeah.
They were like, get on with it, and I'm like, but
no,
there's Kobo.
Yeah. You look at them, and you say no. That's how you do it. And eventually, they get on your side.
Do they? I don't think that happened for me.
So you got to say it in a way that's pleasant.
Shut up. I will
pause in the middle of a super intense cutscene because a new codec had popped up, a new data bank thing. I got to read the data bank.
During the cutscene? Yeah. I always went back after.
I'm like, oh, this is so intense. But first, let's look at this entry about this plant.
Final Fantasy 16 has a really cool thing where you can pause at any time, and anything that is referenced or shown in that scene, you can look at the info on.
That's cool.
Yeah. So it's kind of like the Amazon,
Yeah.
The stuff. X-ray or whatever.
But in world.
That's awesome.
I played both Eric and Aaron's VODs at the same time for a certain cutscene, and it was incredible.
Yeah.
I'm funny. Not even sure which one it would have been, but.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it could be many at this point because I'm 4 streams in, and there's already been some crazy pop-off moments.
Sure, yeah. It's a pretty good game. There's some really cool stuff. I like it a lot.
And I play Fallen
Order. I assume you
will,
but make sure you do a lot of the side stuff because some of the side stuff is really good. Whenever I played Spider-Man, I thought some of the side stuff story was great. Yeah. I love the main story, too, but the side stuff just added more to me, and I think that Jedi Survivor will do the same thing, because, I enjoyed some of the side stuff, too.
Yep. I'm so happy. Last night, I found a Astromech DJ from a cantina.
Yeah?
Oh, my God. He rocks the house. He has little arms, and he does this.
And you can go over and tell him to, change music
You can
stuff?
Change music. You can buy music.
That's cool.
I went to a shop and they were selling clothes and there was a whole set of Dash Rendar's clothes from the Nintendo 64 Shadows of the Empire. Oh, hell yeah, baby. I didn't buy them though. Not yet. I had to buy other stuff.
Yeah, I don't think
my cow has a full beard.
Oh yeah?
Yep.
No, I didn't do that.
And the longer I go, the more correct it feels. So that's really nice.
I think I kept it with in the original, layout, he has a closer shaved beard kind of thing. It's not long, but it's just kind of there.
Well, I've already played for 12 hours, so the beard would have grown.
He can shave it.
No.
All right, so if you find a longer beard, you're going to switch to that too?
Maybe.
Yeah, well, it's just gotten longer by now, you know? It's been another, at least another week.
Yeah.
Is it like a deadly premonition where it grows in real time?
It should, but doesn't. No, I just...
Another reason we should play Deadly Premonition.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, did he meet him, too? I don't want to say it if he hadn't, but people are talking in chat, and I don't know what all characters you've met.
Is he a small fisherman that cleans my fishbowl?
Yeah, okay, you met him?
He's awesome. Yeah, I met him. I was swimming with him.
I was like, damn you, Scuba Steve! Yep. That's what I thought of immediately with him.
Yep. That was amazing.
I found him everywhere I could. I'm like, I gotta find Scuba Steve.
That's funny.
But yeah, there's a lot of just fun characters, just like incidental characters too. Like I just was walking around the street of this town, and this guy, I go up to this guy, and he's like, "Hey, how you doing?" I'm like, "Why is his voice like that?" He's like, "Well, I was around these proximity grenades, and they went off and kind of burst my eardrums." It just made me laugh so much. That turned out to be Sam Riegel from Critical Role.
Of course.
There's a lot of Matt Mercer in that game, too.
Who was it? Sam and was it Liam? Or who was someone in Bad Batch? The patron goers to SIDS?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of them is Sam, and I want to say the other one's Liam.
Yeah, it's Liam.
Liam O'Brien. Yep.
Yeah.
Very fun. Sam Riegel and Liam O'Brien.
Yeah. It'd be fun to talk about that, too, with Badonkagonk, which we have Badonkagonk next week.
Next Thursday, yes. Yes, sir.
Catch? Maybe. And can't remember the other one's name.
Release.
No. Catch with a K and an E.
K-E-T-C-H.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Going through Bad Batch with Carmen.
Are you?
Yeah, we finished Clone Wars. It was great. She wants more, which I'm really excited to finish up, and then go into Rebels.
Rebels is great.
She's really, really going to enjoy Rebels.
Love Rebels.
Love Rebels.
Great.
Sam also got to be a stormtrooper on Ahsoka, I believe it was.
Sam was also a stormtrooper on Ahsoka. That's cool.
Like he
got
to be live
action.
Well,
good for them.
Because his wife was a cinematographer.
He was. I remember seeing a picture of him with the helmet off.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Big, stupid smile, having a big, stupid time. Good. Good for him.
Yeah. I'm so happy for him.
I'd love to be a stormtrooper, you know?
I would. Yeah. In a heartbeat.
It was a story where, like, Daniel Craig was one in one of the newer sequels.
Yeah. He was the one that...
He was the one that got
mind-tricked.
Yeah. In the interrogation scene.
Like...
You will put down your weapon and leave
I'll put down my weapon.
It's kind of like what you talked about of, like, it'd be fun just to be in, like, this show and I'm just a guy who gets killed and I'm in the background, dead.
I would love it.
<You know?
laughs> Yeah.
I would love to die funny in many of the things I love.
Yeah. It would be neat to do. I know, I didn't try out. I went and, like, did the audition thing. Well, one, did it for when the new trilogy was coming out.
You could have been discovered.
They were looking for Finn and...
They went another way.
Ray and whatever else. Mm-hmm. Also went to Pittsburgh when they were doing Dark Knight Rises for the stadium. They were looking for extras for the stadium scene.
When the kid's singing.
Yeah.
What a beautiful singing
but
voice.
I didn't get that one there either.
Yeah.
But I know Melanie's brother is in... There's a funeral scene in We Are Marshall, or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I think it's called We Are Marshall, and he's in the funeral scene.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool.
He's a sad boy.
Yeah. I don't know how well you see him. I knew you see his, like, his, he had, like, a big fro.
Yeah.
Like, just curly hair, like, rounded and stuff. Like, you can see his hair, I think, more than you can see his face, but he was there.
Yeah.
And I think he's in the credits and stuff, but as an extra. But, yeah. But yeah, Badonkagonk will be next week, and we have Test of Courage that we're covering.
Yes, sir.
Maybe we can talk a little bit about your Survivor experience.
We'll do that, and we're also going to be watching live on stream the Clone Wars Revenge of the Sith Anakin Obi-Wan fight, which both of us haven't seen, so we'll be live reacting to that on stream.
Yeah. It was weird. A thing popped up for that.
Mm-hmm. From Hello There, yeah.
And I was like, oh, cool. And I looked, and it had been up for, like, I don't know, 10 hours, whatever it was, or 8 hours, and it had, like, a ton of views already. And I was like, oh, and it's Clone Wars anime. This sounds cool. Yeah, we'll do that. I didn't realize until later, at some point, that it was about the Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I didn't know that was it at all. I thought it was just a fan-made Clone Wars-y thing. And
it's a project I was very aware of. I had seen, like, progress and stuff throughout the... I don't remember exactly how long it's taken them to do. But I've seen, like, work-in-progress parts, but never the entire thing. So that's going to be fun.
No, sounds cool.
Yeah, like 4 years it took.
I didn't know they were working on it, so never seen anything with it. So that'd be cool to see.
Yeah.
I like that. Trying to think what else has been going on since the last podcast. We talked so much, but then I'm like, what all have I not talked about?
Yeah.
Or was there anything else I was holding on to? Or I was like, oh, I'll tell this on podcast. Because sometimes it's those, and then podcast is a long time, and like, oh, damn, I forgot what it was.
But it's also a good place to open up to questions as well. So if anybody wants to throw some questions in, especially on Twitch chat, you can... what's the best way of doing that?
Click on that purple bubble.
Yep.
Ask a question.
Ask some questions. We got answers. You got questions, we got answers.
We also have some super chats we can go through.
And some super chats.
So the first one is from Leafy 14 Czar. They love to see you try South African snack. Another 14 from Leafy. Rick, would you be up to reacting to Young Justice?
Young Justice?
Yeah.
Can stream hear you, Jake?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, they can hear.
Probably not, because I haven't seen any of the others.
Any of the other what?
Young Justice?
Oh, I think he just means the show in general.
Oh, like from the beginning?
Yeah, just Young Justice in general.
I would not say it would be high on my list of things that I would want to get to. But I also know very little about it.
I am awash in South African snacks right now. These donut knots look good.
Donut knots?
Yeah, they're called Koek Sisters? Koeksisters. I don't know. I want one. I want to eat it.
Is that
what is it like made of?
It's like it's just like a glazed donut to me.
Oh, okay.
And it was good.
Is that the last of the super chats?
No, we have some more. I was just letting you guys talk.
Oh, about the snacks.
Another from Leafy for 14. I think it's South American Rands. Liner of Crew, hot one, funny one, awesome one, relatable one.
Oh, which one am I?
I don't know.
Probably the hot one.
You are warm.
What was there?
Quite warm.
Wait, what was the list?
You are so cold.
Hot one, funny one, awesome one, relatable one.
Hot, funny, awesome, relatable.
What did it feel like to you when you shook Serge's hand from the normies? Because he had cold hands.
I felt nothing for the first time.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What a connection.
Because it was just like, you know, I was touching my own hand.
Yeah. Huh.
Dang, I don't know which one I want to be more.
Yeah, no.
So hot, relatable, and what was the other one?
Awesome and funny.
Awesome and funny.
Maybe they're all the same person.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Maybe I'm all four. Wishful thinking.
All of them, but not humble.
Well, it wasn't listed.
I don't know. Do a poll.
All right.
I don't know how you would, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, there's a will, there's a way. You'd have to do a poll for each of them, I guess.
Yeah.
Dang it, I still got this dog question. This name the dog lead. I need to get rid of that one. People were clicking the name the dog.
Oh, for our Halloween stream?
Oh my gosh, really? Stop doing that.
I'm going to turn that one off.
Stop it.
Good time.
Name the dog. No. In fact, I probably don't need that one anymore.
Time.
Deleted. No one will ever name any dogs. Ever again.
So then we have KeyJX for $10. Which one of you have the best backgrounds? I'm assuming.
Right. I don't know what happened to my sword.
Yeah, where is your sword?
But I did.
I was born in Wyoming, Casper, Wyoming, and then moved.
This is why Aaron is not the funny one.
No, it's his birthday.
Oh, you're
let
right.
Him, let him say this.
Ha, ha,
Aaron
ha,
is the funny
ha,
one.
Ha.
I have
Aaron, the poll right now, you got relatables winning, funny is second, and you got no votes for awesome or hot.
Damn it. I don't need to be awesome.
I love that they. Everyone agrees he's not these.
I even
oh,
have
now
a,
you brought it up. Now they're pity
damn,
voting.
What
I even
done?
Have a brand
it's
new.
It's gone this
Let
long, no
hot.
Votes. Now the pity
he
votes
is
are
hot.
Coming.
It's his birthday.
I even have a brand new haircut.
Yeah.
Stretch.
Oh.
Hey, Maggie got a haircut yesterday, too.
No, mine's today.
Oh, you got it today?
But it's her birthday.
It is her birthday.
Oh, yeah, and you guys started Reacher.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Reacher's been great.
That's why we have this.
I need to rewatch Reacher. Not rewatch. I need to watch for the first time Reacher.
Yeah. It's a fun show.
Yeah.
It is fun. Any more on the Super Chats, Jake?
Yeah. Isaac Thal for $5. Since y'all are done with AOT, is it still S tier for you? Was the ending satisfactory? I'm curious what y'all think since the ending is controversial.
You have to find out that tier ranking next year.
Yep.
But I love that ending.
Yeah. I mean, I think it could have had a really, really bad ending, and I still probably would have it in S tier just because I love the mystery of the show.
It would have had to have been Game of Thrones level bad.
Yeah. It would have had to completely change all of the characters and completely ignore all of their motivations and
yeah.
everything in order for me to hate it.
Mm.
No, but I liked the ending as well. I really enjoyed it. It was interesting. What about you, Aaron?
F! No. there's things I think I would have liked more, but I think it was at least fairly consistent with the characters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think as far as the tone of the show, the ending was very consistent with that. I would, like you said, I would have preferred maybe seeing something else, but
there's a couple
what
of things,
I did get,
yeah,
I was satisfied with.
But otherwise, everything was pretty decent.
Okay, so the poll, Aaron, you got relatable at 53%. Funny at, oh no, it left.
Oh, so no,
funny,
it left.
Funny at 34%.
That's relatable. Sometimes you're not quick
the
enough.
The other two, I think, were tied for
hot at 9 and awesome at 4.
So now that he's relatable, is that removed from the options for the three of us? Or do we all get the same options?
I think that decides that he's the relatable one, and then we are divided amongst the other three.
What?
Oh, my God.
I think.
I am not sure how it works.
What if you guys... What if...
I've been wearing this Dexter New Blood hoodie for a while now.
It's not a hoodie, but yes.
It's not a hoodie, a beanie, ever since we got it.
Yep.
And I just pulled out packing material that was down in here. I've worn this like 25 times.
It's extra insulation. Put that back.
I guess so.
Remember that one time I came to the reaction table and pulled a hanger out of my shirt?
I do remember that.
How did that happen?
I don't know. Was that in a video at all? It wasn't, was it?
I think it was.
I don't
wasn't
remember.
It?
Guys, was that in
I
a video?
Remember.
Dora, was that in a
I'm
video?
I'm pretty sure it was in the video.
It was at the table.
Wasn't it?
I know it was at the table.
I think it was
sure.
in the intro, right?
Wasn't it a button hit?
I don't know. I don't remember. Something just happened.
I think we were doing like our names. I think we were
we
doing like
so
the very beginning
many
of the
videos
intro.
That like we often forget. But that's why it's fun for us to watch like the best of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
I'm funny. What do you mean, why are we asking you, Dora?
Okay, so next super chat is, again, Leafy from 14 South American Rands.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do a four-player Broforce gameplay, maybe?
I've played Broforce.
Broforce.
It's a 2D...
platformer, right?
Yeah, like an action platformer. Makes me think of like a Contra or Metal Slug kind of thing. I enjoyed it. I never played a four player. I imagine that would be a lot of fun.
I like the pixel art. That looks fun.
There's a bunch of interesting characters.
Mm-hmm.
What? Now no one votes on you being relatable.
That's fine.
That makes sense.
I just find it funny.
I can be unique.
And then our last super chat is It's Bonin for $10. Which two characters in Star Wars would you be most excited to meet each other?
We actually did a video like this on Wave Squadron. It's pretty close to this type of topic when I said Palpatine and Wicket. But what would you guys say? Two characters that you would like to see meet.
Two characters?
I said I thought it'd be fun for Hondo and Grogu because one of Hondo's greatest weaknesses is children.
Jar Jar and Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
if he knew.
I want Jar Jar, like, when Vader's looking for Luke and like between episode 4 and 5 or 5 and 6 or whatever, you know, like
old man.
Like I want it to be Darth Vader, not Anakin.
Yeah.
I mean, even before that, I guess too, he's looking for Obi-Wan or whatever he's doing. Sure. But I want Jar Jar to show up, and then I always think of like that robot chicken. Do you remember Robot Chicken's?
I love you, Annie.
I love you, Annie. Yeah. How are you? Oh.
No, Jar Jar, no.
No, Jar Jar. It was just so funny. I loved it.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah, the Robot Chicken stuff's good. We should maybe do a reaction to that on Wave Squadron sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be fun. They did a lot. They did a whole special, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Family Guy did remakes of the movies from a Family Guy perspective. Robot Chicken had, like, I think 3 or 4 different, like, Star Wars special things that they did.
Stormtrooper.
We should just look up, like, what's every Star Wars time that people parody Star Wars?
Would take forever. I mean, just The Simpsons alone.
Simpsons?
Yeah, Simpsons have done Star Wars for years.
Yeah, but is it, like, a cutaway, or is it, like, they made a Simpsons, like, episode for Star Wars?
I don't know.
I mean, things that are, like Robot Chicken did episode of just Star Wars, you know?
I gotta watch, I'm pretty sure it's out now, I gotta watch Kyle Newman's, he's the guy that did Fanboys, he did a documentary on the holiday special.
Oh.
Gotta watch that. I think it's out now.
So, on a previous topic here, Rookie said that the answer of when Calvin pulled that out of his shirt was in a One Piece episode. which hasn't been released to YouTube yet.
Yet another reason to go beyond.
That's in like 2027. It hasn't happened yet.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
And if that's the case, I found that so funny.
Yeah.
No one knows what we're talking about. Oh, that's so funny.
I can't put it in a video for a couple more years.
Oh my gosh, there's gonna be the One Piece videos that we did.
That'll stick out like everything else.
Episode 5, it happened.
Remember that one you had an E3 2020 what shirt?
Yeah.
Was it 2023? I can't remember. You put like a.
Well, it was him.
It was Aaron.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they canceled E3, so that's not going to work anymore.
Oh, well.
Well, that was the second one, wasn't it?
Was that the second one? I can't remember.
And it was like it came... I don't know. Yeah, I don't remember. It's been so long.
Yeah.
My answer for that question is Chrysanthemum and Lumpy.
Ooh, Black Chrysanthemum and Lumpy. Wah, wah. Yeah. I don't think that
I want them to have to work together.
They both find Itchy's stash. Is that his name? Itchy, I think.
Itchy was the grandpa.
The grandpa, yeah.
What was Calvin's poll?
Calvin's poll was funny with 67%. The next closest were hot and awesome were tied at 12.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Especially if it's like podcast Calvin.
Yeah.
He probably wins the funny.
Not relatable at all.
Yep.
So your main one was funny?
Yeah.
And no one voted relatable?
No. Not even a pity relatable
vote. No one
vote.
Voted that he's relatable at all. Like, they still vote relatable. You know? They like, still could.
Sure.
He had a couple. It was like 2 or 3.
Oh, it's funny.
That was the last of the Super Chats?
I think.
Yeah.
Yes,
Calvin, like, waits and uses a few. I have funny all the time.
Yeah, right?
Just some of them don't hit
quantity
everybody.
Quantity is always better.
There's comedy. I have a little comedy for everybody.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's spread out. Calvin just like, I just got one every once in a while, but it's good for everybody at the same time. That's what happened.
I understand.
Just make sure people understand like what happened there. Or maybe I helped set Calvin up. What was the one today? There was one today where I feel like I led it into what you said. Remember?
Yeah, It was Ben 10.
Was it Ben 10?
Yeah.
It was Ben 10.
It was Ben 10.
Yeah. That one was good. I set it up, and then Calvin led it into the next thing, and then Eric was like,
but I said
something.
It during the episode.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember. I missed that part then.
Well, I didn't say what I said then during the episode.
Oh,
but
okay.
I said something related to what you said during the episode.
Man, I don't remember what you guys were talking about.
Kevin.
Kevin and his legs.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
You hit the button.
Yeah, that was
you
so
should
funny.
Remember.
Well, things happened. There was something we were talking about. Like, I'm like, what was it that Eric and I were talking about? And I'm like, Eric, if you're wrong, you can slap Calvin or whatever it was. Or if you're right, you can slap Calvin. Yeah. And then he hit the button, and I'm like, I don't remember what we were talking about. I don't know what show it was in. I need to make a list so I don't forget. All right.
Like Eric is awesome. 67%.
Yay!
That's pretty consistent.
Rick is hot by default.
What? No, I mean, yeah, you don't know yet.
That's the way it works. I guess. Aaron, I can't get to Twitch questions, but I can get to Stream Elements.
I already have the Twitch questions. Right. I was just waiting for us to get through the Super Chat section,
Super
so I didn't
baby.
Take
super
up the time or anything. Dylan Chip says, hey guys, I'm a big fan of the director Wes Anderson and enjoyed your Grand Budapest Hotel reaction a lot.
Love
what is
that.
Your favorite movie of his? Mine is The Life Aquatic, and could we get a reaction to more of his movies in the future? I don't know what he's done.
I haven't seen a lot of them.
I love Life Aquatic.
I don't know what that is.
Man.
My favorite is probably The Royal Tenenbaums.
Yeah,
I would say. I really like Grand Budapest as well.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to remember any others that I've seen, but those might be the big two that I've seen.
I haven't seen Android City yet.
Hey, look, I'm going through his IMDb. The answer is yes, because I haven't seen any of them except for Grand Budapest
Hotel. The answer is the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yeah, that's the answer.
Oh, shit, Calvin.
Yeah, I know.
What?
He stole them.
No,
they're both green. You had to look because your light's fucking
up. Well, I'm
like,
maybe the lights, maybe I'm wrong. And like, no, they're
no,
both
they're
green.
No, they're both green. The blue one's out there somewhere. Damn it, no.
So you
it's a reacher.
Did you lose it?
No, I don't know why we have two greens.
I don't know, man.
Oh, damn, it's so hard to do.
It is.
Anyway, I'm really excited. I have to put these back over there for reacher. Actually, here. You can borrow it.
Thank you.
Yeah. No. All right. Next question.
You're the next question.
Do you guys interact with chat?
Yes,
no.
All the time.
Depends what we're doing.
It does depend.
On Twitch, on podcasts, we interact with chat all the time. But on games, I have to kind of, I don't know, have a feel of where I'm at in the game and if, like, if something is starting to happen, I look at chat less.
Yeah.
I know they're going to start getting excited. If I see, like, a lot of movement, I sometimes will be like, eh.
Sure.
Yeah.
I
absolutely loved what would happen in my Mass Effect streams because there was, like, a whole army of people that anytime any spoiler came up, they would all say, hold the line! And it would just be a giant wall of text. Hold the line! I loved that. I need to bring that back.
I had a...
We will hold the line.
I would say with that... We interact with chat probably on certain elements, but like if we're in the middle of a conversation, we don't always just see what chat and interrupt whatever we're talking about. Sure. Games, depending on the game, we talk in between, like in group games. Mm-hmm. Like if we're in Smash, sometimes people talk during Smash or in between. But yeah, we try to interact with chat.
We try to as much as we can.
To an extent, but there's also, there's avoiding spoilers because sometimes what we're playing is more of a, what's the reaction going to be to this or that, you know?
I got a spoiler on Jedi Survivor, my first stream.
Damn.
Yep.
Like a bad one?
Did you ban him?
I would no. It was a super chat. So at least I got money.
Refund. Ban.
Refund ban.
Was it for the story?
No. It was for an item.
Okay. That's
an item that you know I love.
Was it a plot item?
An item that you know I can't wait to get to.
Eric, that's a lie.
Was it a droid?
It's not. Everybody was real upset. I don't think they'd be upset over a lie.
That's not even in it.
Yeah.
I was so happy it wasn't in it. I was like, yes, they'll never put another one in. But no, don't spoil us.
Nope.
You can even ask, like,
there's never been a time, I think, in my life that I've ever been like, Thank God someone told me this before I saw it.
Well,
how about
except
a hole?
For like
a hole in the ground.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't consider that a spoiler.
Someone flashing me because there's deer on the road.
But you mean like a story-based stuff, yeah. Right? Something in a game or something in a movie or...
Yeah.
Yeah, I get
well,
what you
I mean.
Mean,
it's always, in my opinion, it's 100% better when a storyteller tells you something than when either a fan...
Marketing.
Even marketing, yeah.
Well, I guess, like... I've had people say, like, watch this thing first or
sure.
Read this thing first or, like, do that sort of thing so it'll have more impact when it comes.
I understand that. We did a chronological order of Clone Wars
yeah.
Versus just popping it up. I don't know if I consider that necessarily a spoiler as I would, like, more of like a roadmap.
Sure.
But it's when we get into the specifics that you're like, oh, okay, so when I do get to that thing, it's not going to mean anything now because I already know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get you. There's also the expectation spoiler idea that sometimes I don't like, where it's like, guys, look, just watch this, but
yeah.
When it gets to episode 10, it's going to really kick off.
Sure.
And I'm like, well, now I'm going to expect that, as opposed to being like, oh, this show's okay, and it gets there, I'm like, holy shit, this is great, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you lose that little bit of element, which sometimes can be great, or sometimes won't be. It depends how much of a surprise it is.
Yeah.
But I also need that, because I might not make it past my 4. But if they're like, it starts to become the best show of all time from episode 5 onwards... Yeah, I'll give it one more.
Just watch a season. No. And then after that season...
Aaron, just watch a season of One Piece.
Okay. I think I'm going to, right?
Yeah.
We've done like 7 episodes or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You might be able to get to a season.
Yeah, I'd watch a season of One Piece.
Huh?
How long is a season of One Piece?
I don't think it stopped.
No, there's...
Damn, okay.
The season's like an arc. I bet if I looked up season, it's probably like 50 episodes.
I was going to say, I mean, it's his birthday today. Yeah, he is 36, right?
5.
He's 35.
I think.
So he still has a couple episodes left.
Sure.
What does that mean? But no, I think like Digimon's first season's long.
Yeah.
Pokemon's first season's long. But like sometimes they start changing a little bit. But I'm sure you could look at One Piece as being like probably about 50 some episodes for the season. And I'd probably watch one season of One Piece. Would I watch it and not? I mean, are you saying I'd watch One Piece and not want to watch more, Rick?
Well, I mean, it's just. Saying a season, like a season could be anything. You know, it could be 4 episodes, it could be 50 episodes. But like...
Mm-hmm.
True. It can be like Spy Family, where every once in a while, or I should say more often than not, it's 2 episodes in 1.
2 smaller episodes in 1?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think 4 episodes sometimes just doesn't give a show a chance to really...
On Netflix, it's divided into 20 seasons.
Yeah. I mean...
The One Piece is.
The One Piece.
There's no
One Piece animes.
There's no one strategy, you know. Storytelling isn't. It's not cooking. It's baking. You know, like sometimes you don't know what's gonna come out. You've got to live with it. Sometimes you do it better the next day. Sometimes you know.
Do you cook or bake?
Yeah.
I feel like most people when they put something in the oven, they know what's gonna come out.
That's not necessarily true.
Have you seen the
Great British Bake Off? I don't think you're qualified.
So you mean they're putting it in there being like, could be an elephant, could be a cat, I don't really know.
Yeah.
Well, if they bring life to something that has no life, yeah, it might be random.
I don't know.
I'm baking a cake for Maggie's birthday.
Oh, yeah?
I think I've baked more things than you ever have.
I've worked at 2 pizza places.
How for how long?
I don't know, a good bit. That's why you're saying
was it 8 years?
Eric, I worked at Little Caesars where we made pizzas that people didn't order.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
I mean...
He's got a point.
I made a pizza,
yeah.
Like 4 pizzas every hour, even if people didn't come in.
4 pizzas an hour?
I would... If no one ordered a pizza, you still had to have at least so many pizzas in that hot box.
4 pizzas in 4 minutes.
I don't think you're understanding what I'm saying.
I don't think...
If you were dead and no one was showing up, I had to still make pizzas.
Sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think I made more pizzas than you did.
So how many... Like, what's... Like, on what would you say in one shift, how many pizzas was your most pizzas ever done?
Most pizzas ever done? In one shift.
One day.
I don't know.
Because mine's like 1,500. 1,500 pizzas.
I have no idea. I worked Super Bowl at Little Caesars, and it was just pizzas fucking flying off.
Never mind.
No,
I don't
want
this conversation anymore.
So I win. You gotta tell me how many pizzas I made? You don't know how many pizzas I made.
I think I made more than you.
You think, but you're wrong.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I'm gonna look it up.
I think by definition, we would both have the same amount of information on each other, so neither of us would know.
Do you count the number of times he has baked himself or gotten baked?
No, I would not.
Okay.
Yeah, he would definitely lose.
Can we have a pizza off live stream?
Oh, that'd be fun.
A pizza off? I don't think I've ever made a pizza from scratch. Mm-hmm. Think. I've like taken like pizza dough and like started from that point.
But you never made the pizza dough?
I don't think I have.
And I make pizza dough every night.
So, on average, Little Caesars would do 180 pizzas in a weekday. Weekend traffic figures jumps to about 400 pies daily. That's a weekend. Mm-hmm. That's not even counting Super Bowl, which was ridiculous. I guarantee at least 1,000 pizzas were made on Super Bowl day. I'm not making that up.
It's not like we didn't celebrate Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. But you asked how many in a day. And I was saying, and you were like, I did 400. I'm like, I'm saying 1,000 to 1,500.
How many years did you work there?
I don't know. Fucking... I'd say about 4 or 5 years there.
I think I have double your years.
All right.
Well, he has double the quantity per day.
I don't know.
You guys tie.
I don't know about that.
And then I also have whatever I made at Doughboys, which I don't know. I did more delivery there.
You did a lot of delivery there.
Mm. But I just, like, the idea of, like, I had to make pizzas when no one wanted them. Feels like I probably made a lot of pizzas there.
Sure.
But I get what you mean.
Yeah. All my pizzas were wanted.
Loved.
That's fine.
I will say, I've heard stories. Not all of your pizzas are wanted, Eric.
My pizzas were wanted. I was good at it.
Hey, we got this pizza. We didn't like it. We want our money back. Okay, we'll just, we'll
that
come
was
and
never
pick up
the
pizza.
Of
oh,
the
we
bake.
Ate it.
That was almost always the quality of the driver.
No, I know.
Remember that one guy? I won't say his name.
Yes.
But I had a driver that we had to fire because somebody didn't tip him, so the next time he got that order, he drove to their house and he sat outside in their driveway for like 20 minutes with the pizza open, just blowing it with the AC. It was really funny, but we had to fire
him. Oh my gosh. Did they like have a video of him? Did they have a video of him like sitting in their driveway with the box open?
They called and told us what he did.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, they were watching him out in the driveway?
Well, yeah, they're waiting for their pizza.
Why would you
in.
Sit in their driveway?
People are weird. Oh, why he do it?
Yeah.
I don't know why
he
did
it. Why not sit like...
It's a statement, Aaron.
Look, yeah, but I mean,
I don't
go
think
somewhere
someone
else.
That does that is the smartest people, the smartest person.
No, yeah.
So Eric was running the maternity ward and Aaron was running the orphanage.
Yeah.
What?
I think so.
No, yeah, no, that's
pizza.
Not how it works. The orphanage doesn't
make
pizzas the
people
kids
didn't
that
want.
No one wanted, Rick. They
Here
just take them.
I make pizzas people don't want.
I was making the kids that no one wanted, not taking care of them. Though I would take those pizzas. I would take those.
Yeah.
Actually, we had a conversation about this recently.
Yeah.
We did have a conversation.
Because like those pizzas
recently.
Could only sit in there for so long. Now, back in the day, it was just like the Wild West of pizzas back there because like... You just took them, you just take the whole box and everything, throw it away.
Yeah.
And then they were like, people are stealing, so then they were like, you got to keep track of all this with this. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you had to rip the lids off and keep the lids separate and stuff. Like, it got to a bigger tracking method of stuff with that.
But. Oh, so you mean people were, like, making pizzas that they know no one would want? Or,
no,
like, keeping it in the back
so,
until, like, they had to throw it away and then just eat it?
I think sometimes people were like, okay, this has been thrown away. Now I have this box that's been accounted for. Now I'll make a new pizza, put it in this box, and now I got a whole new pizza. But this box has already been tossed away. But if you had to rip the lid off of it, now you can't do that, and you can account for all the pizzas that's been taken away and stuff, too.
I see. So they were, like, trying to save on resources?
Well, they were just trying to get a free pizza that wasn't accounted for.
No. Okay. I get you.
But, yeah. I don't know. I remember someone quit on Super Bowl. And I ran this. I think it was me that ran it. Our store manager had left. We didn't have a store manager, and there was me and another shift manager and like two other employees, and we ran all day Super Bowl with like four people. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh yeah, man. I bet you I did. If I include Papa John's, I did like 10 Super Bowls.
10 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Then you did more delivery at Papa John's, didn't you?
More, but I mean, I still did pizzas, but
so
not
it's
as like
you did
my
delivery
main job.
And then you made pizzas and then
it
I
wasn't
made pizzas
like,
and then I did delivery.
Yeah, anybody can deliver, but like. Only certain people were able to make the pizzas at Doughboys.
I think I should take Les's point of view and be like, I made more pizzas than you did, and it's my birthday, so I win.
You know what?
That's right. Yep. Fair. I concede.
Fine, I lost. All right. Dude, I will say the best tip I ever got doing delivery was when I think I went to one of the lodges. I don't know, Moose Lodge or whatever they were, and I brought my pregnant wife with me because she was just wanting to kind of hang out.
That was Doughboys, wasn't it?
It was. It was at Doughboys. Yeah. Like, she was pregnant, and I was just – she was like, can I ride with you? I'm like, well, that's fine. Sure, I don't care, because she just wanted to spend time together.
Yep.
And whenever we got there, the lady was standing outside to get the pizza, and she knew Melanie, and she brought us into the lodge, and there were, like, four guys there, and Melanie came in with me. And they're like, all right, here's the pizza and stuff like that. All right, now make sure you tip the man. Look at him. He has his pregnant wife here. Make sure, give him a good tip. Give him a good tip. And, like, all those guys are like, fucking all right, all right. It was so fun. I was like, damn, I need to bring her while I have the chance right now. Just have her take the pizza up to the door.
Yeah.
Like, here you go.
I got a, like, $180 tip from Mondo Palmer when I took a bunch of pizzas out there. My favorite tip, though, is... to Asylum Comics when they were still on Second Street, because he ordered pizza and he was like, "Well, since you're here, do you want your comics?" So we started ringing them up, and then he's like, "I'll give you this one for free, in place of a tip." And I'm like, "Yeah, hell yeah,
deal. All right,
let's do that." I got tipped one of my monthly comic books.
Nice,
that's very neat.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I don't think I've ever worked in a job that got tipped.
Yeah,
I've never been tipped.
You never worked in food either, right?
I was flush with cash.
Me? Yeah,
no.
Did you ever work in food, Calvin?
I've never worked in food service, but I have worked a tip job. Yeah.
I definitely think people should work food at some point, whether it's fast food or waiter, waitress, or whatever, just to have an idea of what it's like.
Oh, yeah. I would, honestly, I would do hard manual labor anytime over sweating it out doing food.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Also, working retail is like a eye-opening kind of thing, too, because you get what, you know, some people are just jerks, and other people are just like, hey, I'm just trying to work and do this.
At least while I'm on the farm, I'm outside working. It's outside, it's nice, but man, like when I would make pizza, like I would, one, you'd sweat a little bit. I'd have gloves on, but my forearms would sweat a little bit. So then I get flour on them, and then I get close to the oven, and then it would bake. And then I could do this, and pieces of bread would fly off me.
Pieces of, not even, it's bread now.
It's bread now.
Yeah, it's absorbed the salt and the baking soda from his skin. Some people call it dead skin, but.
Yeah.
But hey, I guess we all have a tip job now.
I suppose so. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
We're working for tips right now.
Yep.
If we're good and funny, we get a little extra tip or something. Yeah. Thank you, everybody. Question-wise, Righteous Riot says, thoughts on the announced Legend of Zelda animated movie?
Illumination is doing it, and they're the ones that did the Mario movie. I obviously hold Zelda and a lot more in my heart than I do Mario, so I 100% do not want the same treatment. But the director came out and talked about how his inspiration for it is like a Studio Ghibli movie.
The right direction.
He's wanting to go. And that's the direction you need to go.
Well, you always talked about Princess Mononoke with Breath of the Wild Tears of the Kingdom or whatever, right?
Definitely. Absolutely.
Do you think that, I mean, Link has to talk, right?
I don't think he has to. I think it's a choice. I think that if you're wanting to put a, you know, I mean, Link has no character. He's an avatar.
He's supposed to be a vessel.
Yeah.
He's the link to the player, to the game world.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I think if you wanted to do something, I think you could do really interesting stuff with a character that is mute but needs to be able to communicate, especially depending on, like, you know, Link is often accompanied with some type of guardian, like a guardian fairy or, you know, Midna or something that usually kind of speaks for him. And I think that could work in a, you know, visual medium like that. But if they have him talk, I think that's fine, too. I mean, he talked in the TV show.
He did.
Well, excuse me, princess.
That worked out great.
Yeah.
People love that show.
Yeah.
He talked in the CGI games, too.
Yeah.
But I also kind of like the idea of, like, I think you could make a very charming character that, you know, a lot of, you know, like Ocarina of Time Link is a, he's a Hylian character that grows up in the woods and kind of has relationships with these, like, fairy people. And you know, when he gets to the real world, he doesn't really know how to communicate with people. I think that could be a really interesting way of developing his character.
Should have Aardman Studios do it. Because they have a bunch of shows where their characters don't talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. True.
I believe this is going to be live action, not animated.
Oh, no, it's going to be live. Oh, I thought it was Illumination.
Okay. I was looking it up. I
gotcha.
Just think it's just live action.
All right, well, I mean, I'm good with live action, too. If you are going to do that, if that is the case, I think that you really need to nail the visual language of Link and how he moves, how he, you know. You have to nail the fights. You can't do modern Western editing with that, or you're just going to ruin it.
Sure.
Especially if you're adapting a video game that, by definition, has no cuts.
I wonder if their routing of it will be to adapt the video game or one of the video games,
yeah,
or to make like a different movie, but in with like
you could,
the feeling.
Think that you could or should try to adapt straight the video games. The format's just too different. I'm not going to watch a movie where Link goes to seven temples.
Sure,
I might watch a season of a television show where he goes to seven temples. You know,
sure, I get what you mean.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't know.
He is hiring me. I have like 10 scripts. But it's more for a TV show.
Someone clip that and send it to Illumination.
Yep. Or not Illumination. Whoever's doing it.
Yeah.
I thought I had heard Illumination, but I also try not to look at it too much. I had heard like the writer or something was pretty high caliber.
Really?
Might have been Wes Ball, who's supposed to be directing it.
Yeah.
He did one of the Planet of the Apes films.
He did Rise of the Planet of the Apes. That's right. Yep. Or at least one of those. And I quite like those movies.
And Maze Runner, apparently, as well.
Hmm. So presently, too, I just want to answer this from Online Presence. Like, VODs for almost every stream we do will be already available on YouTube once the stream's done. So Jedi Survivor VODs for Eric are already up. Over on the Blind Wave Gaming channel.
With YouTube, they're available even whenever we're still streaming. You can go back and watch them.
So you can watch those right away. Mm-hmm. Same thing with all the streams. The Final Fantasy streams. When I did Spider-Man, if I play Pokemon, like any of that stuff. It's just going to be like, if it's Pokemon, it's on Pokemality.
Yeah.
If it's Star Wars, it's on Wave Squadron. Mm-hmm. Most of the other games are on the gaming channel then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then this is on the Blind Wave channel for the mm-hmm. podcast.
To pay for our pizza off, we have a couple more Super Chats. Robo 76 with $10. If you guys are given a chance to direct your own movie, what genre would you choose?
I would do FMV video game.
Oh gosh,
100%.
I would do.
Might do that anyway.
It would be some type of like, probably some type of like martial art fairy tale.
I'm in between like an action horror.
Yeah.
Because, like, horror is always, like, the thing that people do for the first one. It's usually a little bit easier to do.
Yeah.
But we've already done, like, lightsaber fights and stuff, and I'd love to, like, toss action into, like, a horror thing as well. Yeah. That could be really fun to do. Some kind of monster's coming, and there's a scary element, but then, like, people fight, and it's, like, really cool fights within this scary thing. That'd mm-hmm. be cool.
Yeah, I would probably do, like, action or action comedy or something.
And then we have Quan77 with $5. You guys should react to American Dragon or Danny Phantom. And then
I'm aware of Danny Phantom. What's American Dragon?
Jackie Chan.
Ooh.
Dragon, Jake Long.
Yeah.
You're thinking of Jackie Chan.
Jackie
Chan
Adventures.
I remember.
But American Dragon was different.
Now.
But
yep.
I get why I
got
think.
Really excited with Jackie Chan for a second.
I believe the animation styles were kind of similar.
Ish.
Oh.
And then I just
watch Rush Hour the other day.
And then the last super chat is from Gamer Harold for $2. Happy birthday, Mr. Aaron, sir.
Thank you, Gamer Harold.
Thank you, Harold.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Harold. I saw Harold on, what was it, on Twitter? He was on something, and he has a group where they test food.
Test food?
They
They're
taste food.
A food reviewer?
Like, yeah. If it's poison?
Yes, for the king. I'm pretty sure I saw that. Tagged us.
That sounds cool. He tagged me in a Pokemon Unite.
Oh, I'm sorry. X.
Hey, if you type in twitter.com, it just takes you to Twitter.
It's true.
Some people are saying, too, that there's a Indiana Jones gameplay trailer out that just came out. I don't know if we want to react to it on this or
like
react
games.
To it at all.
I like Indiana Jones.
Or we could do it individually elsewhere later on, but it is out.
Okay.
And then I also have more questions and stuff, too.
Okay.
But we
also have
10
bits and donations.
Okay.
As well.
Yeah, we got 8 minutes.
Let me do AMJ04. Will there be a podcast on Attack on Titan now that it's ended? We were talking about that before. Should
we announce it?
Should we do that? I think we should.
Probably
might as well do it, right?
Yeah.
Next week is going to be Badonkagong, but we were looking at doing on the 1st of February. So not next week, but the following week, talking about Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
So that'll probably be the next actual podcast that we have that's not Star Wars specific.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that would be fun with a possible OVA reaction. You guys still never watched the OVAs, have you?
I watched.
Well, no. From Aaron and Calvin.
I don't remember.
I don't think so.
But yeah, that'd be fun. Well,
I don't know.
Prepare for that.
It's been so long, and the episodes that I've watched have been named so many different things. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what were OVAs and what were just season whatever part, whatever this thingy.
I don't know. I think there's might have been an OVA we watched. I don't know how many there are, but I might be also thinking of, I know Full Metal we did some OVAs and some other ones we did OVAs for. So I forget. Dr. Stone, I think we did an OVA for as well. Yeah. We did not watch eight OVAs, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely didn't watch that many.
We'll have to watch some OVAs now that it's over.
So in 2 weeks.
Why Aaron's the relatable one. Calvin was funny. Eric was awesome. What was I?
Hot.
You were hot.
It was like high 80%.
Too hot to handle.
It was very decided.
It was like if it was the temperature, it'd be warm.
You were very high.
It's the opposite of my hands.
And I have to start.
That's right.
I have to start working on my abs.
You guys don't even know.
I can't even see your abs or my abs.
You should have a WaveCon event that's just Rick touches people. It's shock. It'd be like a magic trick. Magic show. Oh, my God.
You come out of the sauna, and then you touch people, and you're
That's
like
what
freezing.
Happens with evangelists. Where it's just like, it's just so cold, it shocks them.
Oh, I'll never forget that edit of the one guy that, like, does this, and the whole crowd falls, and they did, Foos Rada!
Papa King! Papa King!
Yeah.
Should I blow through these bits and donations real quick?
Go ahead.
Get them out of the way. No, not out of the way. We appreciate all of them. That guy, J-Rod, says sup with a tier one subscription for 32 months. Thank you very much.
Sup. Hey, Rod.
Thank you.
Person 827, subscribe for the first time.
Thank you, Person.
Welcome Person.
To the madness.
I'm going to pull up the memes.
Dylan Chip, glad to have podcast back. $5.
Thank you, Dylan.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. You son of a bitch.
Dylan.
Yeah.
Gara, 8 months, tier one. Happy birthday, Aaron.
Thank you.
Gara. Thank you.
This meme is funny, Aaron.
That's pretty good.
The One Piece one.
That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Odeth, 24 months. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Odeth.
Thank you, Odeth.
Thank you, Odeth. Man, we had to rewatch. I have to rewatch season one of Legion, even if we did do it.
I know. Me too.
Glorious Pandemonium with 9 months. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pandemonium.
Thank you.
Yep. Breaking of the ankles.
Oh, that's actual footage of me.
Less a run. Don't
that's
answer.
Actual footage of me.
Becky Setch. Woo. 23 months.
Thank you.
Woo.
Why is it after Lessa?
Because she's the last one that hasn't broken her ankle.
Oh. What the hell is this?
It's my face after I fell.
Eric should have won the hot one.
Oh. I see.
Yeah, I fell from standing and screwed up my whole face.
Was it,
You were just standing.
I was just standing. I lost my balance, landed right on concrete. My glasses smashed into my face. I had it all scraped. I lost consciousness. It was a bad fall.
Did you ever get checked out?
No. Well, I went to the eye doctor, and I got my tooth fixed. So I saw medical professionals.
But they didn't consult you about the loss of consciousness issue.
I've had a
Yep.
I've had a concussion before. It didn't feel the same.
Just impacted on the surface.
Oh, this is so great. It's a Jedi Survivor meme. That's the one that... That's the battle droid that Roy likes to view.
Oh, now you're enjoying the view?
Dilemma solved.
I was trying to tell what was on the ground there.
Yeah. Battle droid humor in this game is...
It's great, isn't
amazing.
It? Love Top-notch. It.
Yep.
Battle droids are always great.
Gara gifted a sub, and Leewick gifted 3 subs.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Gara. Leewick.
Storm Hover, 33 months. Thank you.
Thank you, Storm Hover.
Thank you. Little Bulbasaur there.
Biggest Bickus, 60 months. Hey, guys. Glad to see you back for podcasts.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good to hear your name.
A lot of months.
If we'd have shown this meme earlier, it might have helped my hot score earlier. I said might.
Might have heard it.
Is a Capricorn, 23 months. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Rupus, 31 months. Not sure if you guys answered this, but are there plans to watch Netflix One Piece anime remake when it is ever released?
On the anime remake? Netflix is doing that, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know when they're going to release it, but we'll have to see where we're at then probably. I don't think it's going to be this year, right? It's like next year, maybe?
I would say... There's no plans just by the definition of we don't have it on the schedule or anything, but
yeah.
Is it abridged?
I mean,
I would imagine
it'd probably be like
I don't think they're gonna do another 1,000.
It's probably gonna be more like Kai, right? Like Dragon Ball Z Kai, like cut out a lot of the filler kind of stuff,
like,
right?
Percentage-wise, I think there's less filler in One Piece than there is in like Dragon Ball or Naruto.
I imagine it's more of like a condensed retelling versus like a Kai, right?
I don't know. I never watched Kai.
Yeah, Kai is just cutting out all the
filler, right?
Yeah. But this isn't like taking old animation, cutting out that, and releasing it again. This is all new stuff.
Sure. So. Yeah. And they don't have to do the filler stuff that way then.
Aaron, what are you doing?
Well, I mean, even if it's canon, I imagine
you have
a
Reacher in your hand.
Right?
Damn it, Calvin. Calvin, shut up.
He dropped something on the floor and he's like
trying
to pick it up with his feet and reach down and grab
it
from between his shoes.
All right, for a couple more questions, man, some of these I like and I want to get into them, but Sniffle, will you be opening any more packs anytime soon for Pokemality, Aaron? Actually, I was having Jake set up the other room to do that, and I just haven't done it this week like I was planning to yet.
I thought you ran out of packs.
I have so many. Rick, you know. Rick. I have so many. I didn't even open Paradox Rift yet. I still haven't even opened them yet. And I have a deck I've been...
He has so many packs, he could rival how many pizzas he's made.
Yeah, there's a whole retail store downstairs. Just Pokemon.
So I have stuff to open. I just haven't yet. And I've been working on a deck that I want to use at the card shop this Saturday.
You're doing that Saturday, right?
The League Challenge, so... I need to go over there today and hopefully pick up the last few cards that I need for my deck because I was missing some. I'm wanting to do more Pokemon stuff in general this year. A lot of stuff last year slowed it down and I didn't get a chance to do as much as I wanted to. So we will at least have reactions and then I want to sprinkle some other stuff in there. And at some point this year, we'll have our yearly Pokemon game probably as well.
Oh, God.
Oh, I can't wait.
Rick, you weren't even in the last one.
What's next?
Well, there's one. What do we do? We did Gen 4, so Gen 5, is that where we're at?
What's Gen 5?
It's Gen 5, it's Black and White.
Black and White? I know that I bought Pokemon.
Right? Are we on Pearl and Platinum? Have you done 3 or 4? I know we did Gen 1, and I know we did Gen 2.
Okay, yeah, I think we're on Pearl and Platinum, even though.
Gen 2 was with Calvin and Rick, and then we did
Pearl
one thing
Diamond
without them.
Again.
Right?
Okay.
So that was Gen 3. Gotcha. So we're on Gen 4. So we're on Pearl, Diamond, Platinum.
How about we raise Persona 5 instead?
No.
Or Jade Cocoon?
Ocarina of
Monster
Time.
Monster Rancher.
I would race Ocarina of Time.
A Link to the Past would be a good one, too.
I would race that, too. I would do races of that. I want to do races of old fun games, Drake.
What?
So, that'll be the next one we're doing, and I know that I have been in talks with someone on working on what that game will be, and it may be different than what we've done in the past, which is always fun. I think we did races for the first couple, and then the last one we did was that Soul Link Egg Lock, which was difficult and fun as well, but also different. And this one should be different as well.
Cool.
Dark Souls has been on my radar. Not a race, but Dark Souls has been on my radar. I don't. A Dark Souls race. I don't think. I think I. It would be between me and Rick.
Well, we'd play like Bloodborne, or you know, where we're all equal.
Where none of us have played it.
Yeah,
that could be fun. And we're all learning together as we play through. That would be neat. What do you think, Calvin?
I'm good.
He's good for it. Did you hear that?
Yay.
All right.
Jacob Carlson, YouTube chat. I'll check out your video. He said, I made a video on my YouTube channel talking about blind wave and reaction channels.
Oh,
I'm going to check it out. Let him know.
All right, guys, we didn't get to all the other questions. So next time we have some, make sure you don't forget your questions.
Yep.
And we will talk about those things that involve things from YouTubers retiring mm-hmm. to Skyline Chili.
Yep. It's true. We got two more super chats in, too.
Yeah. So Halo SPR 10, $5. Is Baldur's Gate 3 an idea for a group stream? Or have we already done that?
We have not done that.
We haven't done it.
Calvin's played it on his own time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've talked about something like that, though. I'd be really interested.
It's just we know it's a long game.
Oh, yeah.
And mm-hmm. it would take a lot of time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if we're going to commit that much time, I'd rather just do our own D&D campaign.
Which is possible, too, maybe. So so I don't know. We'd like to do something with it, but I don't know what. So maybe.
And then the next one is Driving Ahead for $5. Mm-hmm. Thoughts on Percy Jackson so far?
Oh, yeah. I mean, having not been familiar with the source material at all, I've been having a really good time. I think that the action suffers from what a lot of Western Netflix shows suffer from, which is just...
Sure.
An editor that has no idea how to tell a story in action.
But this is on Disney, Eric.
On Disney Plus. Well, I guess I say Netflix. The modern streaming stuff, where it's like it's a matter of like, hey, we only have a certain amount of time. Let's get a lot of mid coverage.
Sure.
Throw it together. It'll work in the edit, and it never works in the edit. That's not how fight scenes are shot.
Yeah.
But other than that, I've been enjoying it a lot.
I think it's fun. There's definitely some elements sometimes where I feel like this feels like a teen. Kind of story.
Like a mm-hmm. teen drama or like
a... Not a teen drama per se, but like this is like a young adult novel or something along those lines. And I can kind of feel like that's kind of what it feels like a little bit. But it's still pretty good. And I have fun with it. All right. Is that all for the Super Chats too then?
Yes, sir.
And all the other things. So guys, thank you so much. The plan right now is that we will be back tomorrow with Lethal Company, which is my first time playing it. I think Eric's, I think Rick's, and I think Calvin's maybe dabbled with it.
I've dabbled.
I'm familiar with the game, but I've not played it.
I have made profit.
All right. I don't know if that's hard.
All right. Good job, Calvin.
It can be.
So we'll be back with that. Is there a stream Saturday?
Yes.
Is there a stream Saturday?
Final Fantasy.
So 16. Final Fantasy stream Saturday, and then Monday there'll be a stream, right?
Yes, sir. You want to tune into it, because I'm going to have a... Somewhere in that 3 hours on Monday, I'm going to have a really awesome birthday surprise for you. I'm not going to tell you when, though, so you have to just watch the entire stream.
Okay. Which means everyone else has to watch so they can see what
Everybody
it is,
Everybody
right?
has to watch it, yep.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
I won't forget.
I'm going to be there.
All right.
Let's see.
Happy birthday.
I'm not even going to see. I'm going to sit in the seat next to you, just staring, waiting.
Yeah.
Not even at the screen.
Yep. You know I'm just going to wait until I have a really fun moment. Say, that was for you, Aaron.
So, all right. Well, guys, thank you so much for the birthday wishes. Happy birthday to Maggie as well. And make sure you guys tune in. There should be already on YouTube, I think, the things listed for the streams.
Yep.
Is that right, Jake?
In the community post.
Nothing for next week, but
it's
for like coming. This week and stuff, there'll be things. So make sure you can check out there. But we'll see you guys.
Hit that bell to get notified.
Mm-hmm.
See you guys tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Bye.